This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference, as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting hour of Power with Coach Alfie Townshend. This is the Saving the Investor radio broadcast, and this is where Coach Alfie helps you take the emotion out of investing. Because if you're going to be successful, if you're going to retire with confidence, you're going to need a prudent plan, a course of action that he will set for you towards retirement that will give you that confidence so that you can retire and enjoy the best years of your life, whether it be here in Southwest Florida or wherever you decide to retire. Give Alfie a call. All callers in the next 15 minutes will receive a comprehensive income plan, what he calls a financial MRI, and you can call his office at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You can meet Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two excellent, beautiful offices where you can sit down with him and have a meet and greet session where he'll evaluate your current plan, make sure that you're not taking undue risk. He's going to expose all the hidden fees that could be eating up your returns each and every year, make sure that you're diversified and allocated properly, and he's going to answer a question you should be asking as a savvy investor, and that is, will my income outlast me? 561-1155. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com or email him at info@savingtheinvestor.com. And on the website, you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we've got a great show on tap for you today. We're going to be talking, obviously, about tax time in just a few short weeks. April 15th is fast approaching. We're going to be taking some of your questions today on the air. We're also going to be addressing business owners. If you're a business owner and you're listening, Alfie's got a tremendous opportunity for you to maximize your business plan and your retirement years. And without further ado, live with me in studio is the investment coach, our Southwest Florida's financial planner, Coach Alfie Townshend. Great to see you on this beautiful day again on a beautiful Saturday.
Another beautiful Saturday, but unfortunately, no golf today because I hurt my back this morning.
Yeah.
You ever just doing nothing? I mean, I was on the floor doing my little routine stretching sit-ups, and then my dogs needed to come back in, you know, from letting them out at 6:15 this morning. And what do? I jump up, and, man, I tweaked my back, and it's hurting.
Yeah, wow.
It's hurting. Takes the breath away, but that's what happens when you get older, I guess.
Yeah,
little things like that. But yes, it's another great day in Southwest Florida, and that's why we live here. That's why we moved our headquarters here from, you know, Maryland. We were in Maryland for 20 years and wanted to come back here closer to my family, and it's great to be here. It's been going on 10 years now, and it's just you know, waking up in paradise. It's truly blessed to be able to work where I just enjoy.
It's beautiful. And, you know, a lot of retirees, a lot of snowbirds here, a lot of people here that should be taking advantage of, obviously, your excellent counsel and wisdom of over 30 years of experience in the financial markets as a certified financial planner. And basically, we're coming into the tax season, and this is an important time to prepare yourself or make, obviously, you know, obviously, they still can make investments towards 2016, can't they, if they put some money away?
It's winding down. But, yeah, you do have to. So if you have IRA money and you haven't invested it yet for the last year, 2016, then what you want to do is, you know, make sure you get that $5,500 and $6,500 in, depending on your age. The other thing too is if you have SEP, and we're going to talk about business owners, and a lot of business owners have a SEP where you can put a whole lot more in than a typical IRA account, but they call that the lazy man's retirement. We'll call it lazy person because you can fund it even up until end of September. So you have extra months you can fund it. So you can save some extra money and then put it in up until September of this year for last year. So it's a great one to have if you don't have a SEP. But we are going to have a business summit, John, and it's going to be for business owners. And I'm excited about it because I told you the relationship that we have now with it took me a long time to really find the right one. We always had attorneys that we referred out to. But this one, I really like. Steve Gibbs is just a knowledge of knowledge. And the stuff that we're going to be doing together is going to be, it's going to take us to the next level. And one of the things that we're going to do in May is put a summit together at Ruth Chris. And it's going to be for business owners. And we're going to have Jim Bowman from AE Wealth there. We're going to have him there. We're going to have myself, of course. And then we're going to have Steve there, and it's going to be a question and answer, and it's going to be how to really structure your business and put a value on it. You know, people want to know, what is my business valued at? What, you know, talk about key man. We're going to talk about different things that you hear about, but you might not never had it explained properly to you. And then we're going to talk about how to take some serious deductions from a retirement plan that we can put in place, that you can put, you know, a lot of money, depending on your income. You could put $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year into it and not pay taxes on it, you know, while you're working, and then roll it over. So there's some things that we're going to talk about at this summit that I'm excited about. And it's going to be, you know, just one time. Well, it's going to be two times in May, but it's going to fill up. It's going to definitely fill up fast. So if you are a business owner and you want to know more about a true structuring your plan for your business, for, you know, future, and reduce taxes now, and how to do that, how to, you know, talk about key man, how to talk about these defined benefit plans, you know, what it means to you and what kind of extra money in your pocket that this will give you.
And as a business person, you do have to request an invitation. It's open to all businesses, whether you have a retail store, you have a landscaping business, or you're a doctor or a lawyer, you own your own practice. If your annual business revenue is from $500,000 to $20 million a year, give Alfie a call to request an invitation to attend. It's tentatively set for May 16th and 18th at 6 p.m. at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse in Coconut Point Mall. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155 for all business owners to register. But all callers can call in the next 15 minutes, and you're going to receive a comprehensive, complimentary financial MRI where Coach will examine your portfolio from the inside out, expose hidden fees that are eating up your returns each and every year, make sure you're not taking undue risk, make sure that you're allocated and diversified properly, and give him a call, 561-1155. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. And really, a lot of people need to be rebalancing right now. Very important, Coach, because basically the markets have been going up, you know, over the first 60 days that President Trump has been in office. And if they're not allocated, if they're not rebalancing, they're going to be sort of top-heavy in their equities and really not be adjusted to what their plan could be. That's something that you really look at first when they come in, don't you?
So, you know, what we do when we meet with people, John, it's, you know, we talk about, I was reading this article, and I remember I used to use this saying years ago, and this guy has been, says it. And I said, you know what, I used to say this, and I said, it makes sense. So you have different phases of your life. Right now you're in the accumulation phase if you're still working.
Right.
Okay. So you're working, and as you're working, this money is you're accumulating wealth. And the market's going up and down, your dollar cost averaging, but now you're retired. Okay, so now what do you do with all this money that you accumulated? How do you create income? And that's where a lot of advisors really do not understand how to create income. Now, anybody can throw you an annuity and say, oh, I can create income, but that doesn't fight inflation. It you know, you lose control of your assets and everything at that point. It might be part of your money might be an annuity, but a lot of it needs to be in a structured portfolio that has opportunity to fight inflation, that there's no penalties to go in and out of. You have liquid assets to it. So the good thing about it is this, that when you're between like 60 and 70, that's probably when you're going to be traveling the most. You're feeling good. And we call those the go-go years. And that's
the go-go
years, because you're going to be going.
Right.
You retire. You're going to be going. You want to travel. You want to, you know, you're going to spend more money during probably the 60 and 70. You're going to spend more money during those years. And then, so those are called the go-go years. So we got to plan for that. And then what happens from 70 to 80, those are called your slow-go years.
They start to slow down, you're saying.
You
pull a muscle in your back, things like that begin to
like me right now. I can't play golf because I just hurt my back this morning. But so what happens with those, with that year, the slow go year, is you're going to travel. You might go travel to see your kids, but you're slowing down a little bit. You might not need as much assets, liquid assets, for traveling expenses during those years. But from 80, you know, after 80, we call those the no go years. Because you don't want to go anywhere except your rocking chair. But hey, I don't want
to go anywhere now.
Yeah, I have people that come in, John, that are in their 80s that are traveling like crazy still. One in particular, she is a trooper. She goes on barges. She travels on barges, you know, and She is a she's an awesome, awesome person. But you know, everybody's in a different level of health at that time. So you're most of the time you're not going to travel as much from 80 on than you would, you know, from 60 to 70 and 70 to 80. So those are your no-go years. So we have go-go years, and then we have the slow-go years and no-go years. So when we put those together, when we put a plan together, we're going to have extra money during those years of probably traveling, more traveling than you would, and then we'll slow it back on expenses, and then we'll slow it back again. But we want to show you all this, and we have the program at our office to show you these things. And that's what's awesome, is that you get this 70-inch screen, and we're going to actually show you what your expenses are, what your taxes are, what your portfolio is doing, any pensions that you have coming in, what they're doing. And then you're going to see, hey, you know what? I am going to be all right. But a lot of advisors out there talk about it, but they don't show about it. They don't show you.
Yeah, well, that's important. And we're going to continue talking with the coach about the go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years, and how you fit into all that and what he's going to do in those categories, in those age classes, right after this break. So stay tuned.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
In studio with Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Alfie, my question to you, we've got this new administration, a new president. Some people might be timid. You don't think they should, though?
I don't think so. We're going to have lower rates across the board. He's taking the tax rate right now and going to bring it down from a 39% for corporations down to 10 or 15. That's going to bring a lot of money back into the United States, and that's going to be a lot of money that's going to be able to be spent. I think it's going to be a great time for people to get back in the market and have a plan in place.
And ultimately, it leads to a bigger, more booming economy.
I believe so. And people right now, they're coming in the office, Trey, and they have confidence. And like I've never seen before in a long, long time, this confidence is back. And I think that that's going to help.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. All callers in the next 15 minutes will receive a complimentary financial MRI in Alfie's office in Fort Myers or Naples. Pick up the phone and give him a call, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You can schedule your own meet and greet with him. And we do want to tell all business owners, those of you that own a retail business, own a landscaping company, own a doctor's practice, lawyer's practice, whatever it is. If you own a business that generates annual revenue between $500,000 and $20,000 a year, Alfie is hosting a business summit dinner. Yes, he's going to provide a great meal for you at Ruth Chris in Coconut Point on May 16th and 18th at 6 p.m. Two separate sessions. You do have to call to register. So pick up the phone and call 561-1155, 561-1155. Now, Coach, before the break, you were talking about the go-go years, the no-go years, the slow-go years. It can all get confusing, but how in each of those categories do you tailor make? Because I'm assuming, and I could be wrong, that you change their strategy in those type of years. And that's why it's important that even your clients and those that are listening to us today come in and get an annual review to see what has changed in their current lifestyle that could be apropos to their investment philosophy.
See, that's so important, is the annual reviews, is that we review everything and we can make changes. If all your money is tied up, you can't make changes. So that's why we have to be careful of what we put into things that are fixed and guaranteed income and things that are in the market, because the things in the market we can make changes on. And so what we want to do is look at your we're holistic financial planners. That means we're going to look at your overall plan and bringing in Steve Gibbs, our estate attorney, is awesome, because he's going to be able to look at what you have, you know, and say, and we're going to talk about these IRAs real soon, but he's going to be, you know, looking at how they're titled. If your asset protection, asset protection is one of the most important things right now. IRAs are protected under asset protection, but then there's a lot that's not protected. So, you know, he's going to help our clients with that and to have expertise right at our fingertips, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. So what we want to do, like you said, John, things are going to change in the future when you retire. You're going to have opportunities to travel. You might need more money. You're going to, you know, your kids, it doesn't matter how old your kids are. I hear it all the time. You know, my daughter just got a divorce from her husband, and you know, I'm helping her out. So things are going to change. You have things that change. You cannot just put a plan without anticipating change, because change is constant. And we always talk about change is constant. And if you're not changing with the times, you're going to be dying on the vine, because your plan is not structured, you know, to make these changes. And you have to have a plan that can change during unforeseeable things that will happen.
Yeah, you make a great point, because a lot of people don't like change, but people assume that, you know, okay, I retire at 60, 65, 67. I just put it into this bucket and just forget about it and just go about my life. But like you said, there are things that happen. You know, spouses pass away. You know, what happens to Social Security at that point? Is your income going to change? You know, there's a lot of factors that you take into consideration. That's why you want to work with them on an ongoing strategy, so that they can look beyond where they are to where they need to go. And that's why it's important that they sit down with you. So give Alfie a call at 561-1155. I'm sure you agree.
Oh, I do agree. I do agree, because things do change. I've been in this business for 33 years, going on 34 years, and it does change. And that's why I always go to these events, go to these mastermind classes, and you know, they're selective who they take, and we want to meet and talk about what's going on and talk about what, you know, Congress's bills are that are being passed, how it's going to affect the portfolios, how it's going to affect things. So we always have to be ahead of the game, and that's the main thing, is to be ahead of the game and be able to make changes as changes are needed, because it is an ever-changing environment. Now, some people will come in and say, you know, Alfie, I don't really like international funds right now, because it looks like U.S. growth is going to have more than international. And you know, common sense makes that a very real statement. It does make it a very real statement. But if you look at things that have common sense, sometimes things don't add up, and we don't know if that's a true statement or not. And so you have to have a portfolio. We talk about, why is a portfolio rebalanced? Why is a portfolio have the things in it that they do, the asset classes? And it is to create, and create the maximum return for the least amount of risk. And we had a couple in this week that we showed them how much extra money in the last 15 years they would have had in our portfolio than what they were in, and they were blown away.
Wow.
It was the same volatility, but we're talking about $300,000 extra they would have had in their pocket for the same amount of risk.
That can be life-changing, sure.
Yeah, and so why not get rewarded? And I give examples of, look, if you had a Beacon score of 800, and then you have your friend has a Beacon score of 700, if you go and apply for a loan, you're going to have different rates of return.
Right.
You know, the one with, you're going to have an 800, you're going to have a better interest rate than your friend that has 700. So why not get what you deserve? Why, if you're an 800 Beacon score, why not have a portfolio that has an 800? You're getting rewarded for having good credit.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. And we're going to continue talking about this right after the break, so stay tuned. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here, but you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9, right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Be one of the callers in the next 15 minutes. You're going to receive a complimentary financial MRI with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He'll examine your portfolio from the inside out. He's going to show you how much undue risk that you're taking. He's going to make sure that you're diversified and allocated properly. He's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio, make sure that you're rebalancing. Also, he's going to make sure that your income is going to outlast you. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And, Coach, you have this business summit coming up in May. What has caused you to really now focus on business owners? I mean, obviously, you deal with regular investors, but you're actually geared towards a sort of a summit in May towards business owners. What brought that to pass, and what are you hoping to accomplish in the life of these incredible people in our community that really small business make up the majority of our income in this area?
That's, you know, we deal with retirees or soon to be retired. And some of these people that come in, they own a business and they have this money that they have to invest. So the more people that I see, the more I'm running into it, and they didn't have really a good plan in place, and they would have had a lot more money if they had it structured right. So I talked to Steve, our attorney. I talked to Steve, and I said, and this guy's he has so much knowledge in business owners and what to do and how to reduce taxes on that. So I said, you know, why don't we do a business summit here, like you said, in our community? You know, we do a lot of things for, you know, we do for the, you know, sure, the Lee County Sheriffs. We deal with, we'd like to buy them lunch once a year. We, you know, just because they're doing such a great job, and we want to, you know, just say thank you for what they're doing. And these business owners, we want to thank them for what they're doing here, because they employ people. Like, right, you said, they employ, business, you know, small businesses are, you know, they employ almost 50% of the workforce out there, especially in this area, probably, sure, even more than that. You know, because you're talking about, as you go to Maryland, you had a lot of government work and stuff like that, and city, you know, counties and cities and things. But it's important to have it done right. If you can, we can show you as a business owner how to reduce your taxes and how to structure your business where it has value to, you know, if you want to sell it in the future. And that's what it's all about. If we can, you might not think about that. You know, if you're not thinking about that, that's something you want to think about. If we can show you what your business is valued at and show you how you can sell that business in the future, or how you can transition. That's the whole thing, transition from work to retirement.
Yeah, and as a business owner that might be listening, they really should take advantage of this, because number one, you're going to give them a great meal at Ruth Chris, but also they're going to be able to pick the brain of an attorney that specializes in this area, and he's not going to be charging them X amount of dollars per hour for this first visit, right?
Absolutely not. So that's the relationship you have here at the Advanced Retirement Group, is that we are going to, you know, we're the ones that find, I always say, we're like, as a certified financial planner, we are the quarterback. I am the quarterback to find the right people for our clients.
That's good, yeah.
And that's, you know, so if it's a CPA, if it's an attorney, if it's, you know, if a business like what we're doing now, evaluation, it's my job to find it. And that's what we do with our retirees, people that are retired or soon to be retired. We're helping them with their 401ks that they worked. You know, they worked at companies for many years. They have 401ks. So, you know, a lot of people have 401ks, John, that they might still be working, but it's at their old place. And that's the last thing you want to do, is leave it at your place of employment where you used to work. So there's some things we can do. And you know, we talk about validation. We're going to talk about this on the other end of this break. But validation, how do you validate your plan? Let's talk about that on the other side of the break.
All right, very important. Well, if you are a business owner, you do need to register for this event in May. It's May 16th and 18th at 6 p.m. at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse. You do have to call and register for that if you want to be a part of that business summit with Coach Alfie Townsend and also Attorney Steve Gibbs. Call Alfie at 561-1155. All callers in the next 15 minutes that call will receive a complimentary financial MRI, where Alfie will sit down with you in Fort Myers or Naples. He's going to examine your portfolio and do what he calls a financial MRI. It's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. Make sure that you're not taking undue risk for the amount of return that you're getting. Make sure that you're diversified and allocated properly. Make sure that your money is going to outlive you so that you don't have to go back to work. That once you retire, his job is to keep you retired. Give him a call at 561-1155. You can email him at info@savingtheinvestor.com or go to savingtheinvestor.com for a wealth of information about his company. We've got to take a hard break here at the bottom of the hour, but we're going to be right back. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back right after this break.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. Jot that down. It's a local call, 561-1155. All callers in the next 15 minutes will receive Alfie's complimentary financial MRI. You can sit down with him for a free meet and greet in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, whichever is more convenient for you. And in that meet and greet, he's going to examine your portfolio, exposing all the hidden fees, making sure that you're not taking undue risk for the amount of return that you're getting, going to make sure you're allocated and diversified properly, that your portfolio is rebalanced to the amount of equities and bonds that you want to be in, holdings. Also going to tell you if your income is going to last. Give him a call at 561-1155. Do want to remind all the business owners, if you did not listen in the first half hour, Alfie is giving a business summit. He's going to be there with an attorney, Steve Gibbs, who's going to give you great information at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse on May 16th and 18th at 6 p.m. You do need to register for it, whether you're a retail business, a landscaper, a doctor, a lawyer. You own a business of any kind that generates annual revenue between $500,000 and $20 million a year. You owe it to yourself to request an invitation. Give him a call at 561-1155. Well, before the break, Coach was starting to talk about validation, and you talk about validating all the time, and a lot of people don't know what that means or why they need to validate. Why is that so important inside your portfolio and your income plan?
Well, think about it as a doctor. If you're a doctor and you tell your patient, you know what, you have cancer and this is the treatment that I recommend. Yeah, doctor's probably going to say, you probably will get a second opinion.
Sure,
and
I would.
You need to have a second opinion. And the same thing on your retirement. You have to get that second opinion just to validate. And what you're doing is you're validating two things. You're validating if you're going to run out of money, or you're validating if you're taking unnecessary risk of 30, 40%. And you're validating that your current advisor is charging you what he says he's charged you, and there's no hidden fees in there, and you're on a good plan of action with that advisor. Okay, so that's what you're validating, and that's what the financial MRI is all about. It takes what you currently have, and it's going to dissect it from the inside out, and it's going to come back and say, okay, this is what your holdings are, this is what you're paying for that you don't see, and this is your risk that you're taking to get the return that you're getting. Now, we'll look at it and say, you know what? It's a pretty good portfolio you have here. They have you in a pretty good plan right now. Or we're going to say, did you know that you have long-term bonds? Did you know that you have money sitting in this company or that company that is not giving you the rewards that you're supposed to be getting? Like we talked about, if you had a Beacon score of 800 and your buddy has one of 700, you should be getting better interest on a loan than your friend. If he has a 700 or 600 score, he's going to be having to pay a higher interest rate. And if you're paying that higher interest rate on your money because it's not efficient portfolio, you need to do something about that. So that's what validation is, John. It's about making sure that they are person that comes in, understands what they're holding, understands what their fees are, understands what their advisor is charging them, and then you feel good about your plan.
Yeah, that makes it's very important, and it just brings me a thought. I mean, obviously, what is the goal in retirement? Obviously, you're withdrawing, 3-4% a year out of your portfolio. The goal is to what? Stay the same or to increase? I would assume if you see your portfolio decreasing every year as you're taking money out, it could be a little bit disheartening and a little bit create an atmosphere of fear to think, well, am I going to have enough money?
Well, the older you get, the more you have to take out of your IRAs. So it goes up each and every year. So you want to try to keep that stationary if you can. But the older you get, the more you have to take out. But the worst thing that happens, and we experience this, and I show you that if you take it out in a negative year, you know, everybody has amnesia. I'm telling you, because 2008 was, 9 years ago. But just remember what you felt like in 2008. If you would have retired in 2000, 2001, 2002 and was heavy in the S&P 500, you're down 43%, not counting the money that you took out. So you could have been devastated at that point. So there's a lot of times you want to make sure that you're not taking unnecessary risk and you have an income plan in place. It's not always, John, what you're making. It's not what you're losing. It's, we want to have a portfolio and an income plan that might have some guarantees in there that is going to create your overall plan that fights the inflation and that keeps the income going, and that you're not all tied up in products. And that's the main thing.
Yeah, that's important too. And you do, when they do come in, I mean, you have scenarios, because you have studies that have done by universities that show, in the worst case scenario, if something was to happen, that obviously when things happen, the markets react. If it's negative, you show them how their portfolio would react in a negative scenario. And basically that helps them prepare, because really an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If you can prepare for what's going to happen before it happens, and if it doesn't happen, great. But if it does, this is what's going to happen to your portfolio. You show people that, don't you?
Yeah, we want to show, and that's called standard deviation. So we'll show two standard deviation, which is 95% probability, and then we're going to show three standard deviation, which is 99%. Now, three standard deviation doesn't happen too often. So two standard deviation, the 95% probability is where you really should be looking. But a three standard deviation was something like what happened in 08 when everything came crashing down, and that's what you want to see. I'm going to show you what it would have been, even if you didn't have. See, the thing about it is this: if you have not had your portfolio, or if you've had a new portfolio since 2008 on the current and haven't had it checked out, because you right now, you don't know what it would have done in 08. If you were in there in 08, you knew what it did. But if you have a newer portfolio and have not had it checked out since 2008, you need to get that done. And the thing about it is, we spend hours and hours on that for our clients, for our people that come in to our listeners, or from our TV viewers and our people that come to our workshops. We spend hours and hours and hours a week, and a lot of money, thousands of dollars, for us to do this. But it's worth it, because if you see it, you're going to say, man, I'm glad you did this, because you could have saved me 30% of my money going in. You could have saved me $500,000 of a down market that I didn't need to take.
That's worth an hour at a time right there, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. If you're not taking advantage of this, shame on you, really, because the market's not always going to just go up.
Right.
And we love the market. And I'm going to, we put a lot of our clients, majority of it is in the market 100%. And when I say 100%, that means with bonds and stocks and everything. But, some people say, Alpha, I might want some type of pension guaranteed on part of this $5,000 a month that I need. Okay, that's going to be something that's not in the market, but it's going to have a guaranteed income.
Right.
Okay, but our goal is to reduce your volatility drastically and have an income plan in place. And that's the important part of putting a plan together. And that's what, certified financial planner does, is they put plans together, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. And you owe it to yourself to give Coach Alfie Townsend a call. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner. He's a certified financial planner. And you can give him a call at 561-1155. All callers in the next 15 minutes will receive his complimentary financial MRI. That's going to be a review of your current plan. Make sure you're not taking the undue risk that he just talked about. Make sure that your plan is validated. If it is validated, you know what he's going to tell you? Your plan is in good shape. We really can't help you any further. Stay the course. But if not, he's going to make recommendations to you that are going to be beneficial and prudent for you well into your retirement years. He's going to expose hidden fees. Make sure you're not taking undue risk. Make sure you're allocated and diversified properly. Make sure that your income is going to outlast you. 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. His website has a wealth of information, or you can email him at info@savingtheinvestor.com. We're going to keep talking with the investment coach right after this break, so stay tuned. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or visit them online at savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. We do want to make an invitation to all of you business owners that are in our marketplace here where this radio broadcast reaches. All of you that are in business, that own a business that generates revenue from $500,000 to $20 million per year. Alfie is having a business summit dinner at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. It's going to be with an attorney, Steve Gibbs. You're going to get some great legal advice. You're not going to have to pay for it. And he's going to give you some good insights that will help your business function better, reduce your taxes, be able to make investments from your business that will be worthwhile for you to find out about. But you do have to register for it. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Call and register for the Ruth Chris Summit on May 16th or 18th, and you're really helping business people, and that's a great thing that you're doing here in Southwest Florida. Business people are busy. Many of them are working 80 hours a week, especially in the retail markets. It is important that they plan for retirement as well and plan these strategies to be able to reduce their taxes, because obviously that's going to put more money in their pocket, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, the group that gets picked on the most, I hate to say this, are doctors, because like you said, they're working, especially now with the healthcare system the way it is, they're not making the money they were making, or they have to work harder to get the money that they're making. And they get attacked by everybody. They get, you know, their friends come to them, or worse yet, an associate comes to them, another doctor, and says, hey, I got somebody that did this for me, that they told me about this, you know, and the thing about it is, after, when I look at a lot of doctors' investments, they're, you know, there's always like losses. There seem to be losses that they're carrying over from years ago. And, you know, if it's putting it in rental property or rent, you know, it just always seems to be disastrous.
Trying to hit that home run, or what are they trying to do?
Well, yeah, because they make money, and there's always someone that knows someone that knows someone that can reduce your taxes and this and that. But these are true. You know, tax things that's been out for years and years, to utilize it, to put value on your business, to know what your business is worth, to reduce your taxes, and to take a lot of your profits and not have to pay tax on it. And that's the main thing. If we can show you how to do that, then it's worth to give us a call. Like John said, give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. We're going to have a business summit this next month. Well, we're going to have it in May.
Yeah.
Now, what's the date? May
16th and 18th.
16th and 18th. We're going to have two awesome speakers there, including myself. And we're going to just really hone down on how to take your business practice to the next level with, if you can keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket, that's better than the IRS pocket.
Yeah, people should take advantage, because you are adding tremendous value not only to their individual life, but also to their businesses. Why wouldn't you come out? It's not going to cost you anything. You're going to feed them a great meal. I mean, you're not taking them to McDonald's. Yeah. It's Ruth Chris.
Yes, Ruth Chris. So we're gonna, and you'll be hearing more about this the closer we get. But we wanted to give, you know, start it early, and it's going to be limited seating. So as soon as we get the the amounts that we need in there, we're going to stop it.
Right.
We're going to stop it. So that would be a good, if you are a business owner, like I said, in revenue of $500,000 a year up to $20 million, this would be appropriate for you.
And that encompasses a lot of businesses.
It
here
does.
In
it
Southwest
does.
Florida.
Yeah. So, and we talked earlier last half hour, John, about if taxes on your 401ks, your IRAs to get them funded, because you still have a little bit of time to get them funded for last year. So you want to go ahead and do that. And if you haven't done that, we want to talk about, you know, we talked about last week, these IRAs, and you have beneficiaries on your IRAs, and it's so important to have them properly situated, because if you have these IRAs and then you have your spouse as your beneficiary, they're going to be able to become, it will be their IRA. Right. At that point. But then when it goes to anybody other than a spouse, children or friends or grandchildren, and there's different ages in there, that could be a fiasco for if you're trying to do a stretch IRA, because it can be based on the oldest person's age instead of the youngest. So there's ways to do that. It has to be titled properly. So if you'd like to know about that, give us a call. Come in. I'll do the overall review and I'll check how your beneficiaries are situated right now, because a lot of times their beneficiaries are not situated properly and it's not going to be tax efficient the way you're doing, especially with IRAs. And IRAs are, you know, protected against lawsuits and things. That's a great thing. In Florida, in California, they're not protected. An inherited IRA in California is not protected. Each state's different. As of right now, Florida is leaning towards it being protected as a individual IRA, inheritance IRA, but that is, it's not guaranteed saying it is. But as of now, there's no rulings that has stated that it's not protected, but there are ways to protect it regardless of the ruling. So if you want to know more about that, give us a call, because a lot of people have IRAs and they're not taking out but the minimum distribution, and they want that money to pass on. Because if you think about it, a lot of people's children or grandchildren are not going to have the same opportunity that you had, you know, when you were working, because you might have a pension and things are different. Things are definitely different. It came, you know, it used to be a defined benefit plan where you worked, you had this money coming in, you knew you were going to have this paycheck every month for the rest of your life, your spouse's life, but now it moved over to a defined contribution plan, which are the 401ks. And these 401ks, 403bs, and if you're FRS, a lot of FRS people, we're seeing a lot of them again because they're, you know, retiring. They might be in the drop program. We know all about that stuff. So give us a call at the number at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Give us a call and sit down with us, chat with us, and I'll go over everything with you and see how you are. That's the main thing. See how you're situated. And a lot of people, John, they listen to our shows.
Oh, yeah.
And then they finally, you know, when we see them, I go, how long have you been listening? Oh, we've been listening for 3 years. I said, why take you so long to call? Well, I don't know. I just didn't know what to expect when I came in. And now I'm here. I should have called you a long time ago. And that's what happens. When you call, you're going to have a live person talk to you. They'll set up an appointment. You come in. You're going to have a team. I was asked at Ruth Chris this past week, one of the cards, because we ask people, you know, fill out a card and ask me questions, financial questions, world affair questions. One of these questions was, why should we work with the Advantage Retirement Group?
Right.
And I said, well, that's a great question. I said, well, first of all, you want to work with us. I feel you want to work with us because we have a team that is the best of the best, I feel. I mean, they are so... the integrity behind them, but the way that they treat our clients, and you know this, John, the way that they treat our clients is first class. And between Mary and Ruth and Josie, and we just and David, we have Devin, we have this team that really treats our clients to the point that they feel like family, which we feel like our clients are family. And we're not going to, you know, we're going to do what's right for them as a fiduciary. As a fiduciary, we have to look out for you first.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is important.
Well, we'll talk about that right after the break. We're going to have more with the investment coach right after this break, so don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
In studio with Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Alfie, my question to you, we've got this new administration, a new president. Some people might be timid. You don't think they should, though?
I don't think so. We're going to have lower rates across the board. He's taking the tax rate right now and going to bring it down from a 39% for corporations down to 10 or 15. That's going to bring a lot of money back into the United States, and that's going to be a lot of money that's going to be able to be spent. I think it's going to be a great time for people to get back in the market and have a plan in place.
And ultimately leads to a bigger, more booming economy.
I believe so. And people right now, they're coming in the office, Trey, and they have confidence. And like I've never seen before in a long, long time, this confidence is back. And I think that that's going to help.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner, and you owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Get a second opinion, a second set of eyes on your current income plan, your current portfolio. Give them a call at 561-1155. All callers in the next 15 minutes will receive a complimentary financial MRI review. What is that? Well, when you sit down with the coach in Fort Myers or Naples, he's going to examine your current plan, expose any hidden fees that could be eating up your returns, make sure that you're not taking undue risk for the amount of return that you're getting, making sure that you're allocated, diversified properly, make sure that you're rebalancing quarterly, and making sure that your income is going to outlast you so that you stay retired. His job, his goal is to keep you retired so that you don't have to go back to work after 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Give him a call at 561-1155. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company, all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. You also can email him at info@savingtheinvestor.com. Well, we just have a few minutes left in the show. The hour flies by very, very quickly, Coach. And you talked about a lot of things today. You talked about businesses that you're going to help. You know, what do you see? I mean, obviously you can't look into a crystal ball, but there's a lot of optimism in America right now. Our new president is trying to make things better for companies, decreasing regulations, going to reduce taxes. Obviously, all these things are working towards that goal. What is that going to do to what you think the average investor out there?
I think what it's going to do is going to drive the market up. You know, the market's been, you know, since Trump has gotten elected, the market has gained thousands of points, and the reason for it is he's pro business. And anytime you're pro business, you can, and you're reducing taxes and bringing money over from overseas, that one, you know, that exemption of instead of 35% taxes at a 10% or 15% tax to bring that money over, that's going to just infuse money into the economy and investments that will bring the market to levels that we can't even imagine. And so
there is no limit, right? I mean, the market,
the market doesn't know how high it is.
Right.
The market doesn't know how high it is. You know, when it was
it's
at
a number, right?
It's a number. When it was at 10,000, oh, it's going to never get over to 11. Then it's at 15, it's never going to get the 16. When it's at 18, it's never going to get the 19. Now it's at, you know, 21 or, you know, so it's just a number. And there's still money sitting on a sideline. There's still a lot of growth potential. There's still a lot of, and when we get, and the deficit has been brought down a little bit since Trump has been on board. So that's, you know, there's some good things that are happening. So I'm looking forward to it. I wanted to talk about one thing real quick. You know, people ask about the Prudent Investor Act and what the Prudent Investor Act really means. And that was something back in the 1990s. And what it means is this: if you're, it's not just for an advisor, and it's really for if you're a trustee, and you could be the trustee of your family's trust, and you're responsible for your siblings, and if you're not investing that money properly, if it's not diversified, if you don't have this portfolio that falls under the Prudent Investor Act, you know, they can come back and sue you. And that's what that is, really, is a modern portfolio. That's asset allocation. And that's what we talk about. Our portfolios have 16,000 holdings. We have 21 asset classes. That's small cap, large cap, value, large value. We have all these different asset classes because we don't know which one's going to be the best one for, you know, that year. If we knew that, I wouldn't be here doing the show. And then you're in 45 countries. So no one could ever come back if you use our portfolio and you're a trustee. No one could ever come back and say, you know, sis, you were not prudent with mom and dad's investment, and we're going to sue you. Don't think that doesn't happen. Don't think that sisters and
money
brothers
crazy.
Don't
yeah.
sue each other because you weren't taking watching over that money. So the things that we do is we will, you know, we do programs that fall under the Prudent Investor Act that you are going to be diversified. And that's the reason, because you hear these commercials, John, real quick, these lawyers that are suing, if you lost money with your broker, if there was a lot of churning going on, you don't get that here because we're independent and we fall under the Prudent Investor Act with our investment philosophy. So those are just something you think about, you want to think about, but give us a call and get that financial MRI intact. You need to find out what's going on inside your portfolio, and John will tell you how to do it.
All right. Well, if you want a coach, a financial planner to add value to your investment philosophy, give Alfie a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Treat your wealth like your health. You wouldn't take one doctor's opinion. Why are you just doing that with your finances? Give him a call. Sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He's going to give you that complimentary financial MRI review. It's going to examine your portfolio from the inside out, exposing all the hidden fees that are there. Take advantage of that. Make sure that you're rebalanced correctly. Make sure that you're diversified and allocated correctly. Make sure that you're not taking undue risk for the amount of return that you're getting. And make sure that you are on the right course towards retirement so that you can retire with confidence. If you want to retire with confidence, give Coach Alfie Townsend a call, 561-1155. It's always a blessing coming into your vehicle, your living room, wherever you're listening to us. We do appreciate it. And we'll be back at this time, same time next week. Stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with Financial Coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.